118.
You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right. You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about
it. All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it famous. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good.
Right, I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
6 billion years ago, great natural explosions rocked the earth, and a living, breathing thing was born. A week ago last Tuesday, it shuddered, slithered, and made its way from the slimy depths of the Marianas Trench. Does it want to devour Cleveland, Ohio?
No, man.
Does it want to live in Cleveland, Ohio?
Well, it's a nice place to visit, but...
What does it want to do?
I just want to twist.
Yes, man. Well, so does everybody. What makes you so special?
Well, I got four other heads. That's my own vocal group. I got 14 legs growing out of each hip. I can twist from here to a New Orleans because I'm fat. Slimy and a hard to clean. Everybody gotta do the monster twist. Put that brand new dance at the top of your list. Move your 14 legs till you're out of your mind. And then you shimmy and you shake and you bump and grind. Everybody's doing another monster twist. I got an echo chamber built in my head. I use that greasy kid stuff on my scalp. Up boats and I gobble up planes and I got 35,000 varicose veins. Everybody gotta do the monster twist. Shake your other hips and you dangle your wrist. Flow across the fire every single day. But don't you let romance fade away. Everybody's doing another monster twelve.
Everyone was doing the monster twist. The stock market panicked, and the Dow Jones averages plummeted 87 points in 12 seconds. Veteran observers on Capitol Hill filibustered, and the decision was made to attack. 16,000 B-70s, flamethrowers, missiles, and spitballs bombarded the monster. Yet, nothing could stop the havoc wreaked by his 12th, or twoop, or twist. But then the government called on its secret weapon.
All right, folks. A one and a two, and everybody's got to do the bubble of bounds, because everybody knows it's what up front that counts.
Oh, no.
No, not that. I can't stand it. Help! Help! Take me back to the slime. Anything than this. Mother of God!
How high's the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. Well, we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
But it's not a good.
Say anyway, me go me a have a bun sense. Cause you know, say this a human in a different degree. Cause me bun of the chalawa, bun of the chalawa one by one. And me bun of the chalawa, bun of the chalawa two by two. Yeah, me know. Bun of the chalawa, bun of the chalawa three by three. Then me play the chalawa four by four. Cause lyric is the answer, me say lyric is the cure.
Valley is not a god.
You're rocking and digging and rocking up to high culture beat. And anytime they come, me, I fill up my family. We come in and they dance in a different degree. Me down in a style, deep down and dirty. I don't know, say, boom, bang, bounce, and man, you're full of a qualities. Boom! One of the Chalawa, one of the Chalawa, one by one. Then we one of the Chalawa, one of the Chalawa, two by two. You know, one of the Chalawa, one of the Chalawa, three by three. Now you're ringing and digging and rocking to the roots, then see. Me a
fake
cause you know say this a human in a different degree. Cause me bun of the Chalawa, bun of the Chalawa one by one. And me bun of the Chalawa two by two. Yeah, me know. Bun of the Chalawa three by three. Then me play the Chalawa four by four. Cause lyric is the answer, me say lyric is the cure.
Is not our god.
Destroy our
with me.
for coming to share some of the horniest moments of an ordinary randy housewife's life. And let's even hope we'll come together. My name's Rosie, Randy Rosie, Ripe Rosie, Outrageous Rosie, or so I've been called by local fellas, those who can get their Newcastle lips round words like outrageous. Not that I'm knocking the blokes round here, because, you know, yours truly likes dirty sex just as much as they do. They know how much I love to have a nice boozy bloke banging away at me cunt while he whispers sweet nothings in my ear like, fuck faster, Rosie, and move that cunt quicker, you slut, or you're a great fucking screw, you slag, and other endearments. You see, I love cock. I love pricks. I love hairy bollocks. I love everything a real man can offer. Oh, and when I send my humble little picture into the magazine, just to maybe get a snap or two in that bit devoted to readers' wives, I said so. Said how sex had never been a threat to me. Said I liked being fucked, being sucked, being kissed, licked, stroked and poked. And the bigger the fella, the better. And now my dirtiest dream has come true. This humble but horny housewife from up north has been introduced to the best, fastest prick in the West. But before you look at me feasting myself on Nobby's prize pork poker, I hope you'll spend a few minutes enjoying those little snaps of 36, 25, 37 me, showing off my ins and outs. By the way, I love having my picture taken. I'm really very proud of me cunt, even though it's nearly 30 years old. And I know how guys love to view the sexy scenery before they get to grips with it. So I'm a champion prick teaser. I really get a randy thrill out of playing peekaboo with my cunt and arse and tits before I strip down for action. If I do, because there's something extra sexy about screwing with a few clothes on. It sort of takes you back to teeny bopper knee tremblers behind the dance hall or hurried fucks in the park or in the car. Yes, nude is nice, but frenzied furtive fucking can be even more cunt-stirring. Mind you, right now I can't ever see anything ahead of me life more cunt-stirring than blue movie star Nobby's knob. What a prize dick. And don't let any woman kid you that size doesn't matter. It matters to lusty Geordie lasses like me for a start. And my old man appreciates the fact and likes nothing more than to jerk off looking at his beloved, that's me, Rosie, banging away with a butch guy on the living room carpet in front of him. Maybe it's a bit kinky, but he'll be drooling over me with Nobby, like I hope you are, pet. And while I'm getting to grips with Nobby's cock and balls, why don't you get to grips with yours? I'll be thinking of all those pricks all over the world stiffening and dribbling with pleasure as Nobby thrusts into me. Of course, I'll be looking it over and licking it over first, because I want some close-ups in my meaty memories of Nobby's prize equipment when I'm back in your castle with my dirty dockers. But that's in the future. At the moment, my cunt is quivering with anticipation. You can see it is. Those generous fanny flaps. I've trained them to be long and clinging. They're moist with pleasure and my clit is stiffening with delight, because soon that foot of prick will be plunging in and out of me like some pile driver beating at my foundations. I'll be sore but happy, and this little wave of pleasure I feel welling inside my cunt now is really only the start of something big, but it still feels nice. Oh, it feels nice. And I'll not be able to think or talk clearly for much longer, I know. Oh, give it to me soon, Nobby. Give it to me now.
winter bed. The righteous who will stand. Yes, I know, dear God, we will leave happily. He moves at your door. I know, I still know, Lord, things must be hell. Cause there's no
listening to Radio Valencia, the radio station most preferred by Sean Hayes.
We call the snake people the water moon. Why count the day when you can count the light on a stone, the weight of a stone, the light on a stone?
oxygen. You're like oxygen. Yeah, when you're by my side, I start to feel alive again. You're like oxygen.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Mushroom clouds. Yo yo Tokyo Peyote Oke Opium Pinocchio Gugu Dance Kimbo Baby Bebop Obligato Papa Built to Play Diglo Pinball Pogo Jump Ping Pong Ball Judo Kick Ding Dong Bell Lobba Bomb Tabam Pop Art Kuga Zubu Bison Olige. Yo yo Tokyo Peyote Oke Opium Pinocchio Gugu Dance Kimbo Baby Bebop Obligato Papa Built to Play Diglo Pinball Pogo Jump Ping Pong Ball Judo Kick Ding Dong Bell Lobba Bomb Tabam Pop Art Kuga Zubu Bison Olige. Pygmy Lollapalooza Zooka Zoo Bazooka Big Igloo Palooka Kookie Gobbledygook. Yo yo Tokyo Peyote Oke Opium Pinocchio Goo Goo Dance Kimbo Baby Bebop Obligato Papa Built to Play Diglo Pinball Pogo Jump Ping Pong Ball Judo Kick Ding Dong Bell Laba Bomb Da Bomb Pop Art Guga Zubu Bison Olegay Pygmy Lollapalooza Zooka Zoo Bazooka Big Igloo Palooka Kookie Gobbledygook. Eureka kabuki yucky blue buckaroo kinky pick pachinko kuka kaboom. Eureka kabuki yucky blue buckaroo kinky pick pachinko kuka kaboom. Yo yo Tokyo peyote uke opium Pinocchio go go dance akimbo baby bebop obligato bop built to play day glow pinball pogo jump ping pong bump doo doo kick a ding dong bell laba bomb to bump pop art goo ga zoo boo bison olige pick me lollapalooza zoo kazoo bazooka big igloo palooka kookie gobbledygook. Yo yo Tokyo peyote uke opium Pinocchio go go dance akimbo baby bebop obligato bop built to play day glow pinball pogo jump ping pong ball doo doo kick a ding dong bell laba bomb to bomb pop art goo ga zoo poo pies and ooh the gay.
You're going to listen to eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Thank you.
nasty man. You are just like us, vehemently.
And I approve this message.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Electronically generated sounds are usually dry, and to come closer to acoustical qualities of non-electronic instruments, devices such as reverbs, echoes, and delay lines are important. Because each of these devices has the potential to improve your performer's strings, connecting them in combination will give you even more musical qualities. For example, here are strings recorded in stereo. The reverb is greater on one channel than another. Now let's add a delay line to the strings and have the delayed signal come out one channel, but using a Y chord, feed another delay line. What happens? You have continuous motion from speaker to speaker, and the strings fill the room. Now that we have our devices set up, let's talk about playing techniques. One important rule is this. When you play quick string lines, use your graphic equalizer to make the strings bright, as strings will sound when they are moved quickly. When you are playing slower strings, adjust the equalizer to give you a mellow and dark quality. Add another dimension of realism to your strings if you keep your chord voicing simple. Often, two or three notes are more effective than five or six. Also, wide inversions will sound better than close inversions. Instead of this, use this. And instead of this, play this. The intervals of a sixth or tenth make good voicing intervals. Fast and soaring string lines can be effective just using scales and connecting runs. Because of the unique circuit